You're listening to a Marcus Sahaba online radio podcast.
You know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam has given us a dua to make, you know, on a daily basis.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghira. That, oh Allah, in my eyes, make me a humble, simple individual. Wa fi a'yunin nasi kabira. And in the eyes of people, oh Allah, grant me respect. So whenever we come and for the work of deen and spreading the message of Islam, there are four things that we should learn. And alhamdulillah, the radio station, every radio station in its own capacity, mashallah, doing good work. Allah accept the efforts of each one of us. And Allah take it to great heights. Because we have tried our best as the Ummah to create an Islamic environment. And the message for today is that Allah Ta'ala has rested a great responsibility on our shoulders. And we are going to be held accountable on the day of Qiyamah. As a beautiful saying in Urdu is, Khud nek bano, be good yourself, and dusro ko bhi nek banao. And also encourage and help others to be good and pious. So if we really want to spread the message of Islam, then it's very practical that we need to look at the priorities. If you want the message of Islam to be effective, then we need to learn a few things. Number one, as they say, Sada Libas, means we should dress simply. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I love the color white, and all my Sahaba dress in white. That is why the kafan is in white. The ihram is in white. There's purity in it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if we really want to spread the message of Islam, let there be innal bazazata min al iman. That in simplicity, and this is what is lacking in us. There's so much of name and fame, there's so much of competition, so much of boastfulness that has come into us. That today we're not seeing the barakat, we're not seeing the effect of our good amals. Nevertheless, if we want to be muballigh, we want to be the ambassadors of Islam, then we have to enlighten ourselves. One, farmaya ke sada libas, to wear simple clothes. Yes, it must be park, it must be neat, it must be presentable. You know, we have such beautiful buttons. You know, I was reading on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, that Rasulullah wore clothing that had patches. One, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he became the Amirul Mu'mineen and he fought the Christians and became the victor and walked into Masjid al-Aqsa, all the dignitaries were waiting to welcome this great personality, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And he and his slave both were coming. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, as he came closer, the other Sahaba al-Kiram went up to him and said, Amirul Mu'mineen, you need to dress a little bit more dignified. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was wearing kurta that had patches. Imagine if you're going to a function today and the clothing you and I wear have patches on it. We will be absolutely embarrassed. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala's kurta had, mashallah, patches on it. So the Sahaba al-Kiram said, maybe you should change your outfit and wear something, inshallah, that will look very much more presentable. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, Allah Ta'ala gave us as Muslims respect and dignity because of Islam, not because of clothes and dressing. I will remain as I am. Whatever Allah wills will happen, but I will not change the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the clothing that Rasulullah wore had patches. But the point that I was talking earlier on is that The kurta of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no buttons. It was open. And when we used to study in Pakistan and travel to India, mashallah, in those days, I'm talking about 1975, 1980, they should make such beautiful button holders made out of like gold color with different color chains and different color stones. It looked very elegant, very beautiful to keep, you know, the buttons closed in the front. It looked elegant. It looked beautiful. But reading the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so simple that his kurtas didn't have any buttons. He used to put a twig, like a matchstick, between the two holes to keep the kurta together. Allahu Akbar. That was the simplicity of Rasulullah's life. So sometimes let us emulate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. So if we want to spread the messages of Islam, inshallah, the first thing, it should be our simplicity in our dressing. Number two, sada matan. Have our home simple. Let it be spacious, alhamdulillah. But let it be simple. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has kept sa'adat in three things. One is that if Allah has granted you a pious wife who reminds you of your deen, she conscientizes you of your deen, she's there for you and the children, alhamdulillah. What a great ni'mat. The greatest gift that Allah can give to a man is a pious wife. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has kept goodness, sa'adat in three things, a pious wife, a spacious home. And thirdly, if Allah Ta'ala has given you a good vehicle, it's a sign of goodness from Allah Rabbul Alam. So if we also learn to live a simple life, sada mata. Thirdly, sada riza. Let our meals be simple. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love, Abid Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, one day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was presented with a dish, a curry, in which it was calabash. Dodi, as you call it, or Dudi, you call it. Rasulullah loved this vegetable. In fact, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah was searching for it, and Rasulullah was partaking of it. And from that day onwards, I loved to eat calabash, Dodi, or Dudi, as you want to call it. See, the dastarkhan of Rasulullah was simple. There was only one dish on the dastarkhan of Rasulullah. So let us eat humble, let us eat simple. And ya ayyuhal ladina amanu kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu salihan. The greatest thing is to eat halal rozi. Whatever you eat, make sure that it comes from halal earning. Because Allah will turn that food into nur. Allah will turn it into taqwa for you. And you'll feel the sweetness of iman. You'll feel that you want to do more for yourself and for your Allah and for your ibadah. كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. One of the reasons why our du'as are not being accepted, sometimes the food that we are eating is absolutely doubtful. And fourthly, فَرْمَائِكِ سَادَ نِكَاح. Try to make our nikahs simple. Host it in the masjid. Announce it in the masjid. The least amount of expenses incurred in your nikah. Host the nikah on a Friday after Asr. Great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in a nutshell, the message is very clear that Allah has placed this amanat upon our shoulders to convey the message of Islam. So Allah is going to hold you and me accountable on the day of Qiyamah. You say, safeguarded your iman and your families. Did you preach Islam? Did you convey the message of Islam to the other makhluk that Allah has created? Yes, hidayat comes from Allah, but the effort has to come from us. So we have staff, we have maids, we have neighbors, we have friends. It's incumbent upon you and me to at least deliver the message of Islam. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that Allah Ta'ala grant us humbleness in our efforts. And somebody said it so nicely, and it was Hazrat Luqman al-Hakim who said, Neki karkar darya mein dalo. Do a good deed and throw it into the sea. you take a pebble and throw it into the ocean, you won't see it or you won't be able to trace it. Likewise, when you do a good deed, don't talk about it, don't boast about it, don't speak about it. The most important thing is to ask Allah Ta'ala, qubul yet. So whenever you do a good deed, remember the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. And lastly, brothers, take 5 minutes out from your daily and busy schedule that you and I have before we go to bed. Take 2 minutes, ponder upon the bounties of Allah, think and ponder, and thank Allah for the bounties that He has given you. Like today, you woke up in the morning, Allah gave you good health. Allah kept you in safety and in protection. Allah provided the rizq and sustenance for you today. You're not starving. So thank Allah Rabbul Alameen. 2 minutes. Just sit on your bed before you go to bed. Thank Allah for the gifts that He's given to you, the bounty that He's shared with you. Number two, think of the gunas that you have made. And make tawbah. Because you don't know whether you're going to wake up the next morning. So don't leave this dunya hoping that tomorrow morning I'm going to change and I'm going to read salat with tawbah. No. Before you go to bed, read 2 rakat salat with tawbah and ask Allah for forgiveness. So 2 minutes to thank Allah for the bounties, 2 minutes to make tawbah and istighfar for the gunas that we have committed, and 1 minute to make muraqabah of maut. What happens, O Allah, if my death comes now? O Allah, am I in the position to meet you? O Allah, have I fulfilled the rights of huququllah and huququl ibad? Have I paid people who I'm owing money? Have I made peace with people who I've hurt? So think 1 minute that what happens if death suddenly comes to me now? Am I prepared to meet my Rabb? Am I clear? Is my records clear? So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
You're listening to a Marcus Sahaba online radio podcast.